And the second thing happened just a year ago. I thought we were going to have health insurance in California. And the governor of the state, who's Republican, at least closet Republican, is a Republican, basically said, I'm going to mandate health care coverage in the country that in the state that has the most uninsured people. And the knee-jerk relationship by the Democrats was, no way, Jose. It's not good enough. I hope we can work together. I mean, all of us have very different opinions on what would work better. But it's clear that what doesn't work at all is having no insurance. And if we can just get together, control our passions a little bit, and get together and actually get everyone insured, then let's work on, my belief as a Democrat is, get everybody insured, whatever compromises are needed, and then work on changing the system once you have everybody in it. But don't try to produce the ideal system before you get everybody in it, because you're never going to get them in it, and you're going to kill a lot of people. That's my belief. But I'm...
All right. No, I think I heard a shudder when people saw me put up a slide. I'm going to put up one slide to close and let Bob react to it, a quote from Donna Bedian. Maybe we'll take one more. Oh, 100%. I'll fly and deliver the talk to your hospital. Yeah. But there was one more question. You had your hand up a bit of time. By the way, let me just speaking about. So Bob flew in from Las Vegas just for he was at a different meeting just for this presentation. I mean, I was basically going to give sort of literally a 1A or talk of that list he had. We were going to talk about diagnosis errors and clinical documentation. And it would have been fun to really have Bob, tear into that. But that's what we're, obviously want to feature him for the whole hour and a half, and hopefully people got a lot out of that. Go ahead.
You're asking very difficult questions. That's the real difficult question. And the answer to this is, the only answer I can come up with nowadays, I thought it was going to be very simple when I was much younger. I think you've got to get the American public to buy into this with you. And I think that probably to do this right over time, I was hoping that the next great step or leap in this thing would be that the medical care section of this group or the SGIM or whatever would develop a curriculum set of textbooks for fifth graders through 12th graders, and that people would learn, really understand how one-fifth of the economy and maybe one-third of the economy is going to be spent, so that they can engage in this conversation in a democratic way to help make those decisions. Oregon tried to do this in terms of what's going on. I try it with my patients. I will tell you the battles I lose, but you see, I only lose a very few of the battles. So I had a very famous professor who was a marathon runner, and he came to me and said, I get chest pain at 25 miles when I run the marathon. I want a stress test. So okay. Well, he came to me about 12 times doing this, and I said, okay. I gave him all the evidence. He was smart. We had the analytical discussion, ran the stress test. Then he came back and was really angrier at me. He said, you only ran the stress test for 20 minutes. I really wanted it run for 25 miles because I want to know what happens at the 25th mile. So I said, okay, if you want to pay me out of pocket, I will do anything you want me to do. But I'm not. You signed up for the cheapest managed care plan, and it's so you're wasting everybody else's resources, and it's unethical for me to do it. And if you want to sue me, sue me. Well, he didn't sue me, but that ended that. But then he came back with another discussion. He said, Bob, I signed up for this plan, and now I want to know which tennis shoes or which running shoes work best. And you have at UCLA a kinesiology department, which you use for track stars. Because I've seen it, which photographs the running style in 12 different cameras and improves tenths of a second. It's true. I want you to authorize paying for it. Now, think of Jack Geiger, for those of you that knew Jack Geiger, who authorized...
Who's here,
you
know, at this meeting, yeah.
He was here, who authorized, you know, lead paint removal and to do this. And think about me wanting to write a prescription for a $10 million kinesiology test to tell this guy which pair of running shoes to buy. That's the difference. That's where. So I think there is ground to compromise here, and that we can get somewhere. I hope so.
So this is actually a perfect place to end. I'm going to put on this quote, which was sort of buried in my talk, from Donna Bedian. And so, Bob, you just talked about how we're going to get the public to really be aware and involved and engaged and informed, and maybe that's far more important in getting the physicians, but and the providers. But still, there's this question, and again, this is this quote from Donna Bedian, and this is why sort of this idea about taking ownership of documentation and diagnosis in a sort of some renewed way. So maybe you have some reflections on this quote. Quality assurance, again, this is from Avita's writing, should reflect an identification with rather than an alienation from the monitoring enterprise. So if the feeling is that the enterprise is ours rather than theirs. So what would your sort of closing words be to add to this? I'm sure you don't disagree at all. Yeah,
I'm old enough that when I have a couple of my friends over for dinner, we debate whether this is the philosophy that human beings will live by and that we will wind up with a world that has humans in it, or whether we will extinguish ourselves and the whales will inherit the earth. And depending on whether you catch me on a cynical day or an optimistic day, I can argue both sides of the reason why that the greatest mistake that if the humans exist in the world a century from now, and I say if they exist a century from now, that medical care as practiced in the last century will be viewed as the greatest mistake that humans ever made. And I can argue that side of the coin. And part of it is that. And not paying attention to the social determinants of health and all the other things that you all know very well. The other half of me says that, we really are developing and we will survive, and there is a lot of hope and optimism, and that we can make this happen. I will let you go on a secret, or a statement here. If we can't do this and get physicians and Americans to cooperate and do something and really spend this money wisely, how are we going to get Russia, China, India, the developing world, and us to work together to reduce carbon emissions? I mean, if we can't even get public health people and doctors together to do this, how are we going to tackle these larger, more painful agendas that are really going to have profound effects on our life? I mean, how are we going to do it? I mean, this has got to be hope. This is and Donna Bedian, even though he had, when you talk to him about what happened in the Middle East in the 1900s, Armenia, and you spent time with him about it and what was not done and done. I mean, he was he had a lot of passions and emotions about that. And yet he lived through all of that, and his family lived through all of that, and he was optimistic. So we have to end this optimistically. So go forth, do God's worth, and may Obama win.
Thank you. Change the proportion of stuff that's inappropriate.
You think it would? I agree with you.
I wasn't saying that. I was just saying you can't. It makes it more difficult to reform.
Yeah.
all on your own.
Suitcase?
He can't be.